And welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, AM, satellite, available on iTunes and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart. I'm your hostess for the day. Coming up, Mounties. They're live in the studio, peeking into the control room right now. But first, let's hear about today's top stories from the BPP's Laura Conaway.
This is NPR.
Good morning again. Riots broke out minutes, literally minutes, after Kenya announced a winner in its presidential election Sunday. The incumbent winner of the election, M.Y. Kibaki, hails from one tribe. His opponent, Raila Odinga, is from another. After Kibaki was named the winner, thousands poured out of shantytowns and began smashing shacks and setting fires. Rioters dragged members of rival tribes out of their houses and beat them to death. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has this report.
Just after the announcement was made, I was there at Kibera, and the people there were irate. They were saying that the election had been stolen. I saw scores and scores of young men with very big sticks, some with machetes, some with pocket knives, some with bricks, and they were all trying to get out of Kibera and take to the streets. Others were knocking down the stalls in the market areas. The police were on the scene. They were sealing the slum. I also went to an area that was a stronghold of Mr. Kibaki, the incumbent, who's just been sworn in today. And that area wasn't filled with people who were gloating, per se. It was filled with people who looked like they were getting ready to be attacked by somebody else. And they said that they were ready for the attack.
That was NPR's Gwen Tompkins. Washington, D.C.'s troubled school system spent a pile of money it didn't need and couldn't afford on its creaking heating system, according to this morning's Washington Post. Harmful minerals in the water ate away at the pipes of the ancient boilers, and those minerals could have been taken out for just $100,000 a year. They weren't. School administrators say they never had the money. Meanwhile, they faced bills for emergency repairs of $10 million this year alone. GOP presidential hopeful Rudy Giuliani joins his rivals in trying to show his stuff after the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto in Pakistan. Giuliani has been campaigning in New Hampshire ahead of the state's January 8th primary vote.
When a horrible event like the assassination of Mrs. Bhutto in Pakistan takes place, it does remind everyone that there is this terrorist threat that can strike, it seems, almost anywhere in different ways.
Other candidates for president have used the assassination of Bhutto to stress issues ranging from their experience in dealing with foreign policy to their tough stance on illegal immigration. And in the NBA, the Portland Trail Blazers beat the Philadelphia 76ers for their 13th straight win. That's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.